everyone. Welcome back. So glad you're joining us again for Spirit Road. Hi, Tim.
Hi there.
Good to have you back, my wonderful co-host. And this is our guest for today, Lizanne Fisher. And she is an amazing communicator with the angel realm. And so we're going to have a conversation with her today and see where that takes us. She's also just recently written a new book that it was channeled, correct, Lizanne?
Yes, it was.
Okay, and we can talk some about that as well.
I'd like to do that.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Would you like me just
to tell you how this kind of began? Okay. Yeah, so my first question for you is, how did you start channeling the, well, it's very specifically seraphim angels, correct? And can you explain what that is for people who may not know?
Well, I was one of those people when I moved to Denver. I've had angels and guides that I could hear, oh, I guess all my life, but I turned it off and it came back on at about age 35. And I was living in Rome, Georgia, and my guide spoke to me and said, move to Denver. And I don't like cold weather, so I said, no, I'm not going to do that. It's too cold. But a year later, Spirit gave me another chance and said, move to Denver. And this time I said, okay. And I closed up what I was doing there and moved to Denver. And when I got here, I only knew one person. And I met some friends fairly quickly. And one of them handed me a book. I've forgotten the title, but it was about the seraphim angels and working with the seraphim. And I did not know what the seraphim angels were. But I could feel when I held that book, I could feel that it was a different frequency, a different vibration than the energy healing frequencies I'd been using in my practice in Georgia. So it was really kind of fun. So I obviously looked up the definition of seraphim angels. And the author of the book referred me to a teacher who taught classes about the seraphim, and I took a number of classes. And then in 2013, there was a group of us that were invited to become the first teachers to bring the work of a particular seraphim angel, whose name is Seraph Adalian, and he has revealed that he is a guardian of North America. But before we get too far, let me kind of explain seraphim, because I had to learn this, that angels are mentioned in any culture, whether they're called angels or the being that they don't, you know, that we can't see with our 3D eyes. And I looked up seraphim and I studied it. And within the Christian tradition and metaphysical thinking, and I'm sure others, the seraphim are considered the highest frequency angel. Everything is frequency. Everything is vibration. We're made of energy. We just look like this. And in Christian tradition, there is said to be three choirs of angels. And a choir just means a category. And the seraphim are the ones that are closest to Creator. And the other ones that you may have heard of are archangels. And then I hesitate to call them generic angels, but just angels without a prefix. And those are the closest to Earth, and the seraphim are closest to Creator. And it's remarkable these days because the seraphim have not been available to humanity throughout the ages. They showed themselves to prophets and to masters, but general humanity was not ready to hear what the seraphim had to say. And so they are here now, and I guess have been for a bit now, but not too long. I mean, I probably, as far as Seraph Adalian, it was 2010, which is very recent. And they're here now because enough of humanity globally have opened their minds. They're curious. They're seeking. They're understanding. There has to be more than what our eyes can see. And I've just continued to go through with that. And 2013 became a teacher with Seraph Adalian. And I had moved to Denver. I was living here. I had a day job, of course, and I just started teaching. And when I started talking about the seraphim, I found that most people were like me. We didn't know what that was, what that meant, what was bringing forth. And so I just started talking. And there's now many practitioners of seraphic wisdom here in Denver and other places that has branched out from here. And it's been exciting because you can feel it. It's a different energy.
Yeah, for sure. I'm so curious about like just that experience, like what that was like to receive a message to pick up and move to Denver, and then also like what is has it become clear what it is about Denver that is important? Is it that all of these teachers have converged in that space? But also, yeah, just really curious about like what is it, and even when you hear these messages, are you audibly hearing them, or is it more of a sentience or?
Well, I am blessed to be able to get information through all of my senses, and it seems to be whatever's pertinent to the message or pertinent to the person or the moment. So when I got the message, moved to Denver, I'll tell you the short version. It was kind of a fun story. I mentioned that when I first heard this, I said no, because I don't like cold weather. But what I was doing, I was having my meditation time, and my meditations were not strict, formal, timed meditations. They were quiet time with prayers and inner focus. And I would often write, and I'd write a question, and I'd wait for the answer. But one morning I wrote, without asking a question, it said, move to Denver. And that's when I wrote underneath it, no, it's too cold. And I put that, you know, it was just in my journal, and I put it away and didn't think about it. And literally about a year later, I was had the same practice of quiet time in the morning with some prayers and, you know, just getting myself together like we do. And it was like my whole room was filled with spirits, and this was audible. It was, and I, you know, I say they were yelling, but it was audible. Move to Denver. And it was like what I kind of referred to the cosmic 2x4, because I didn't listen to the tickling of the feather. And so I said, okay, fine, you've got my attention. And so I made a trip to Denver to kind of scout it out, decided it would be okay, went back, came back again to find a place to live and check out some, you know, living details, went back, closed my healing center, passed it on, and came out here. But what I could feel when I got to Denver was quite a difference in the energy of the area, energy of the city. I was coming from a small town in Georgia to a big city, you know, in Colorado, but the energy itself was different. This one was very open, lots of new thinkers here, people kind of gathering within the energy of Denver, and you've seen how it has grown in the past few years. And everything, I just like to say that when I moved to Denver, the magic started. And that's when I studied the seraphim. I became a teacher of seraphidelians and began talking and began teaching and doing the attunements and instructing in those classes. So it was kind of remarkable. I just follow along now. I don't tell them no anymore.
Exactly. I was just thinking that it's like once spirit says you need to do something, it's best to just do it and let go of the resistance because you're going to eventually do it anyway. It's my experience. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they've had some good laughs about me because I have conversations like with BFFs, you know.
Yep.
So it's kind of fun. It's
Yeah.
kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it always cracks me up too because I'm always saying no, and my guide's always like, "That's fine, take the scenic route, but we'll be here when you get here." Yeah.
I know they have patience with us mere mortals, you know, us humans. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it is.
There's this part of me that, and this is an ongoing story for me, an ongoing journey of like being able to integrate these ideas, because like when I hear stories like this, well, I'll give an example. There's a teacher and a medical intuitive here in Kansas City who was kind of my therapist for a while. And she tells the stories of working with seraphim angels and how they had physically come into her room one day. Like she could see them with her eyes and hear them. And it was like they were literally there. And part of my brain would go, are they though? And just this, like, it's very hard to accept that this is a part of my paradigm or reality. And so and yet also she was one of the most powerful energy workers I'd ever met up until that point. So it was very easy to believe her stories, or at least on an intellectual level. And then one day I had the experience of waking up in the middle of the night with one. I mean, I'm not sure. I feel like it was a guide, this woman standing at the foot of my bed and delivering this message of how they would be there for me through this thing. And then I had a series of events that started happening the next day, that made it very clear what they had been speaking to. But until it actually happens to you, it's very abstract and surreal and makes you wonder. But I wonder, like, did you go through that transition? You said that you had kind of spoken with guides from an early age, but was there an integration period where you're trying to really kind of come to terms with what it's like to live in that world?
Absolutely. And the funny thing is, well, I don't know if it's funny, but I'm a very curious person. And so I want to know, okay, you want to tell me to do this, but then I'll ask a series of questions and I may or may not get answers. But I know when I started hearing, when that came to my consciousness and I was hearing guides, I was saying, okay, this could be my imagination, because I'm curious and I read a lot and everything. But I learned to discern the sound. The sounds that I were hearing did not come from in here. It felt like somebody, a being, was sitting behind me, and I don't remember if these days if I get left or right or both, but I started to be able to discern that there was a being on my right side, clearly outside of my own head, that was speaking. And so that really helped my understanding of all of this. And I was intuitive as a kid and I could predict things and that this was not encouraged. And but I started getting so good at it, it scared me. So in middle school, I said, okay, I'm done. Don't show me anything. Don't tell me anything. It was just not a conversation, just said, no, don't tell me anymore. And I knew it was outside of myself because, I mean, I wasn't talking to anyone in particular, but I knew it wasn't me. And so everything was dormant until I was about 35 when some significant things happened that got my attention. Yeah. So you just learn, and the big thing is for us humans is to trust. Trust that this is a possibility and just open to that possibility, which is why the seraphim are here, because enough people are doing that. So.
Yeah, I love the way you describe that. Like for me, I was just trying to talk to someone about that experience the other day of like when I imagine something, I can feel the metaphorical gears in my head. I can kind of feel where that imagining is coming from. And
Yes.
it has a predictable quality because I know that I'm imagining it. But when something comes in that's not of me, it's really the same experience you would have of having a person walk in the room where you can't predict because it's not coming from you. It's happening in real time, and it's just this interactive experience. But I love that kind of that nuance of like recognizing this is a similar experience to what you might have with a physical person.
Yes.
It's just
Yes, very much so.
yeah.
Very much so. But when the more you open to that, the more you will be able to hear or to have a knowingness about or eventually to see. And I think it makes everything lots of fun and magical. And
It also helps you get, for me, it helps me get through the day, basically, because I know I've got something, someone walking with me and guiding me and telling me, it keeps me out of trouble a lot of times, or danger, honestly, when I'm open to that and really paying attention. Because they tell me, don't turn here, turn there, go this way, not that way, kind of thing.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because angels are messengers. They bring us a parking place. How many have parking angels? Or bigger deeds within our life, but they're messengers, and they're messengers from the divine, and they each have a kind of a category of jobs, so to speak. But we're taught that we always have to excuse me, have to ask for an angel to help us. And I'd say 98% of the time that's fine. And we do have to ask, but I know that we've all had experiences where we felt like there was intervention or an angel came in that pushed us out of the way of something harmful, like your instructions for traffic. And so they are there and they do want us to ask, but they'll step in if there's something dangerous. Doesn't mean we shouldn't be cautious, but we have that extra help.
And I have a million stories when I was driving around for my job of where I know they literally stepped in and stopped me or somebody else from a terrible collision. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, because the only way that makes sense that I wasn't ending up in a serious wreck was that there was some sort of divine intervention through an angel. So, yeah.
And I feel that that's very true. That's very true. And can I stray a little bit about to the profound
First.
experience I had with this new work, which was really a stretch for me in my curious mind. But back in 2014, which was just after I had become a teacher with Sarah Fidelian, I was doing my usual thing here in Denver, quiet time in the morning, and finished that and got up and went to do the chores. I don't know, make my bed, do the dishes, whatever. And I heard very clearly, get paper and pencil and sit down and be prepared to write. And, at this point, I'd learned not to say anything, but okay, fine, I'll go find paper and pencil. And so I did that and I sat down at my table. And what proceeded to come through were drawings, simplistic drawings, line drawings of 12 symbols that I had never seen before, I had never heard about. And what they were and what they have become are the 12 symbols of the Seraphim Rose Pyramid System for self-realization and full embodiment. And they are symbols that are designed for personal meditation, but they can also be used by healers with clients to collect, so to speak, all of the pieces of our soul that are out there. And I did not get any information for a little bit other than those symbols. As I say, they meant nothing to me. But eventually information came through, and these were delivered by a being named Andalathar, who's kind of an ambassador for a group of light beings from the Andromeda Galaxy. And that part is the part that stretched my mind. I mean, at this point, I believe what comes through, but I'm going, okay, fine. I don't know anybody on Andromeda. And it proceeded to come through, and it took a couple years for information about the symbols to be collected enough so that I could start teaching this information. And I did in 2017, and have seen tremendous results with people. And in 20, well, a couple years ago, maybe 21, 22, I was pushed by this same being and also by Sarah Fidelian and another seraph who's involved in this process, whose name is Seraph Mashako, who put together a book or a manual so that this can be out in the public. People don't have to just come and talk to me to know about it. And so that's what's been happening lately. So it's a collaborative of this light being group from Andromeda and Seraph Mashaka, one of our seraphim, and Sarah Fidelian, who is kind of sitting over here coaching because he's a buddy by now. It's really kind of amazing.
Yeah. So not only are you working with the angelic realm, the seraphim, you're also working with the interstellars or the galactic group from Andromeda then. So it's kind of a joint effort, it sounds like, between these two groups.
Yes, actually it is. I do work with this group of galactics, and every now and then somebody else will pop in, but it's primarily the Andromedans.
Yeah.
And from what I've learned is that they are teachers and they are healers, and their purpose is to bring to earth new technologies for healing, new healing science, so to speak. And the energetics from these symbols is very powerful, much more so than anything I've ever come across. So I'm quite humbled and honored to be able to do this.
Yeah. But it really sounds to me like you really had to like take that next step into, okay, here are these other beings that I have to ex acknowledge
Yeah.
now and begin to work with and have some belief about.
Right. And for anyone else who might get information that's not the least bit familiar, I knew it wasn't my imagination because I'd never seen anything like this, but at the same time, I wanted to verify that this was good. And so one of the things I always say working with any kind of being is I will only talk to beings of the light, because we tend to forget that we are in charge and there is no one that will come into our field once we say, I will only talk to beings of the light. And so I confirmed that and started getting additional information. But it was, I think I went through about a year at least of going, all right, this is me here in Denver. I am honored and privileged, but, kind of why me? Like we ask those questions. And so it's been made clear over time. But so, when you get things, just sit with it a bit and trust and say only the light and just go, because we're all getting information and we can all talk to angels. And I love being a teacher. I love expanding this information.
I
So.
wonder what if you could describe, and it may not be that easy to do so, but if you could describe the quality or the tone or the message in that information that's coming through right now. Is there a theme? Is there
Absolutely. If I can show you, I don't know if it'll show. Can we try?
Yeah.
Sure. This,
Oh,
you
cool.
see that? That is the being whom I did not see. Seeing that clearly is not my best skill, but that others have seen, and the person that drew that could see it. That is a representation of this light being from Andromeda. And he proceeded to give me 12 symbols. This is kind of an example. They're all built around a pyramid. Excuse me, let me get a drink here.
Sure, of course.
Excuse me. They're all built around a pyramid. Now, we've always had a touchstone of the Giza pyramid, and it still is very effective. But we're shifting into the new earth frequencies, if anyone is familiar with that. It's a frequencies of energy that push us to raise our consciousness, to move us toward the frequency of love. And so these symbols are all built around a pyramid, four-sided pyramid. The angles are different than they are at Giza. They're specifically dictated to me to meet the energy needs of the people of today and the new energy that would vibrate at the frequency we need to move gracefully and with ease into these new frequencies. And there's one called the Pyramid Pill, which I got to name them, so that's very sophisticated. That helps with the body, and it brings past what we think of as past time and future time into the moment of now. That can help us because that's where healing happens, is right now, this minute.
So you had mentioned, I mean, you just showed us this is part of the book that you have.
Yes.
Is there somewhere someone could be able to find that or see that or work with those symbols and
Well, yes, to answer all that is a yes. And here's bigger pictures of some of the symbols.
wow.
And I have a website under development, but I can give you the website that can give you more information about the system. But in order to order them, they'd have to get in touch with me at this moment. I can't get them up on Amazon and anything like that because this paper is not paper. It's what's called transparency. And so I'm producing them as I go. And I've sold out of everything I've produced in the last 2.5 weeks, maybe three. And so I'm going to be ordering more. So I'm happy to give my contact information. And I do teach classes, even though you don't have to see me to do this. So, you know, if someone wants to, I don't know how this works, but if they want to get in touch with you, you could forward my email to them, and I'm glad to keep them informed of what's happening or if they want to order a book.
We'll just say for anyone who might be watching, if you email spiritroadpodcast@gmail.com, we can get you in touch.
Yeah. What is your website, though, in case people want to go there?
The one I've been using that has class descriptions is called Seraphic Angel Connections, which is Seraphic and then Angel Connections, plural, dot com.
Okay. All right. Perfect. That way people can go there and check it out if they'd like to, but they can also reach out to us and we can forward your information to them. Sure.
Hopefully this new website will be up soon. It won't be called the name of the book, but we can still put that out.
Yeah. Yeah, I would
Okay.
really encourage anyone that's in the least bit interested or drawn to this to contact you because I'm rereading the book and starting to work with the symbols, and they're very powerful. They're quite amazing, actually. So I
Yes.
would really encourage people, if they're curious, to really reach out and get some more information and maybe think about ordering a book because it is helpful. And then, do you do your classes online or is it all in person again?
Well, you're getting me in the founding stages of all of this work coming out to the world.
Okay.
I have done classes just through my computer on Zoom, and it has been very cumbersome, so I have to get a better setup. So at the moment, it is through personal connection, you know, teaching
Okay.
in person. But I hope to remedy that soon. And if anyone, I mean, I've just continuously been amazed because the frequency is just getting higher and spreading out in a different way. But I've had these beautiful books published through a FedEx office that really knows what they're doing. And the people that were helping me when I picked up the first order, the young man was, he said, "I can feel this. My hands are shaking." And so it's palpable energy. And it's just for anyone. There is an attunement in the book to connect you with the energy, but you can read through it. It's like a meditation. And then, of course, if you come in class, you get the energy of the group. And I do an additional attunement with Andalathar. But it's something we've not had on Earth before, so I'm told.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I can see how meeting with you in person in a group and getting that attunement can be very powerful. So I'm going to have to take a class and come and do that with you because it's fascinating, actually. And then you go through how to use the different symbols, correct?
Right, which is in the book. But I guarantee you it's going to be like reading Greek. So anyone that gets the book, it's simplistic. You don't have to make it complicated, but if you have questions, you can call me. And I do go into detail and other information, of course, in a class. I don't want to make this sound scary because it's not, but it's just new.
It
It's
is.
just new.
Yeah, exactly. Jim, you're going to have to come to Denver and
I
take a
would love
class.
that. Yeah, I'd love that. Sounds amazing.
Yeah, seriously. And order a book at
And
some point.
you had mentioned earlier that you were just seeing lots of, wonderful changes with people who had been working with them. Like, how would you describe those changes? What kinds of things are people finding through that work?
Well, let me tell you about the master symbol, which is a pyramid of four triangles bottom one is open, and then there's something that looks like an arc. And you bring the energy up, and you can just feel that energy being turned on, so to speak, in your body. This is a symbol that can also be placed over areas of trouble on earth. So there's earth healing in this. But one of the ones I've heard many stories about is the one I mentioned briefly, the pyramid pill. And it makes me chuckle. And every time I say to a class, I'm going to change the name, they go, oh, no, leave it alone. But people have talked about headaches that have been persistent over time. And they do what they're doing, but then they add the pyramid pill symbol to it. Because the changes happen in real time with this. And so they say that their headache has gone away. But I'm going to not make any promises about that because we all do a lot of things. And if you have a serious situation, you obviously check with your medical professional. But I have heard about that. There is one called the river, which is a clear pyramid drawn over a blue, supposed to represent a river under the pyramid itself. And when people use that, many times they feel the motion of water, like a wave. And this is one that really calms you, and it calms the chaos around you. And so, again, it happens in the moment. There may be, you may get a flash of something in your past or present time that is causing this unrest, and you don't need to see it and dwell on it. It's just gone. And that's the beauty of this. You don't have to sit and relive everything that's going on. It just poof, it goes, because you're giving permission for these high frequencies to be with you. It's all our free will. It is all honoring free will.
And part of the, I mean, the system, as I understand what I'm reading, it's about really returning all those parts of our souls that have been disenfranchised or has been left, or other aspects that have been living other lives. This is a system where you're calling everything back into the soul that's me right now so that we're complete again, correct?
Absolutely, and you can feel it in your body. And kind of an idea that would challenge someone's intellect and curiosity, but we exist as a soul. We have the capacity to exist as a soul in other locations. They can be out in the cosmos on another planet. They can be in Omaha, Nebraska, or they can be down the street. You may start to hear stories, or maybe some of you have studied about what is it called? Biolocation. I don't have the name right, but where you're here and you're on Earth in another city, and you're existing simultaneously. This is hard for our 3D mind to comprehend. And in fact, there's many statements in the book. These symbols are beyond our comprehension at the time, so don't worry about it. And we are designed, this is designed to bring all of these souls that are elsewhere into our physical body for soul realization and full embodiment. And in my mind, the advantage to that is because then we could choose with our free will where we want to be, what we want to take on, and just be a complete, fully authentic person making those choices. Now, I don't think I've gotten there yet. Maybe this will come around in the next iteration of this, or maybe it can be done by people now because lots of people are very advanced out there. So.
It's a fascinating concept. It's for me, it's I've had an experience of having what I call parallel lives where I know there's another me out there, if you will, another aspect of my soul living another life on another planet. Or when I was a child, I was convinced there was another me living in Russia. How I thought about that as a child, I have no idea. But I knew there was another because I would ask myself, I would sort of wonder, what is she doing now? Those sorts of things. So it's a concept that fascinates me, and the idea of bringing everything back into this soul now. I think I've been doing a lot of that work. I call it
Yeah.
shadow work. This seems like a way to do that, but in a less agonizing way, perhaps, to be able to pull
Yeah.
in some of that information, integrate it, release whatever the trauma is, and move forward without having to necessarily re-experience all of that.
And that's absolutely true. You don't have to re-experience. And there is a symbol that deals with what you might call the shadow. But the shadow, I think we've come to understand, or at least a lot of people teach, is dark. Okay, and what I talk about, what Andal Athar talks about, is the fact that the shadow just means that which is unseen, that which is not known to us. And so this brings light to that, so that it can, if there's anything that needs to clear, it does, and it goes on and it comes back. So there is a symbol dealing with that. There's a symbol dealing with trauma, which is like one that's never been around before. These traumatic experiences of our soul have created an impression, and we have chosen, because of the trauma at the time, it was our choice that we could not address it. And we could have been the perpetrator of that trauma or the receiver of the trauma. So these experiences have been held by the divine, and humanity has not had the capacity or the high vibration to receive these back, but now we can. And here again, not everyone needs to use that symbol, but it comes back without us having to re-experience anything. It is cleared, lovingly given back to us. Beyond our greedy mind's logic, but it can happen.
Yeah, it's amazing. It truly is.
Yes, it still amazes me.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Any other questions, Tim?
Well, I'm just curious about and I think you may have already mentioned this, but trying to like working with the symbols is almost meditation kind of work or visualization. And
Yes. You know, after you've worked with them a while, you can visualize them, and that's fine. Or they are in the transparency, so you can set it next to you and just focus on that and allow it to do its work.
okay.
And it's interesting that they're on transparency, because we know a piece of paper doesn't stop energy. And so I thought, well, can I put them in a book and da 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 da, you know, do it the easy way? And I was told, no, they have to be initially on transparency while people are beginning to use them. And
Interesting.
it is for the totally unimpeded flow of energy. So I'm just following directions at
Yeah.
this point.
Do you have
And
any ideas of like what feels like as I think a lot of people feel this shift that's going on right now. There's a lot of big changes. There's a lot of new insights, people coming online, so to speak, and all of that. But I feel for me the big question is like where does this lead us, or what comes next? It's a hard question to answer, I think, but just wondering if you had what your thoughts on that are.
well, I've asked the same questions. You know, when we talk about a new earth, what does that mean? Is the old one going away? And can I hang on while I shift to the new one? You know, all those questions and scenarios that our minds tend to bring up. But basically, it's an overlay, is my understanding. Let me qualify that. And what I've been told, it is an overlay of a higher frequency of energy, and that comes onto our physical plane. And kind and some people will tune into that energy, and some people will not. And we will live side by side. We will not always see each other. You know, watch out if anybody runs into you in the grocery store with their cart, they just may not see you. And I'm talking frequency and vibration, which is complex in itself, but let me equate it quickly to a radio. We're all receivers, we're all transmitters. But like on a radio, you have lower AM frequencies, and then you've got the very high FM frequencies. And that essentially is what it is. You know, there's a set of frequencies You cannot expect to find an FM station on an AM radio. There is that separation. And so we will receive at frequency that is comfortable for us and that we can navigate the world with the goal of raising our frequency to the frequency of love and joy. That's what it's about.
Sounds like
That's a
a
great
lovely,
explanation. Thank
yeah,
you.
it's really lovely.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's a
Well,
nice way
thank
to
you so much
visualize
for
that.
thank you for being here with us today. I really appreciate
Yes.
you sharing about your work with us. And is there anything else as far as like things that are coming up or ways people can find you that you'd like to share before we go?
No, I think if they have my current information, I'm going to transition as other things are available
Okay.
to try to make that smooth. I'm not a techie, so
Sure.
I'm hanging in there with all this. So thank you very much. It's been my pleasure to
Thank
speak with
you.
you and answer
Yeah.
questions and blessings and have a wonderful evening.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.